Now, Joan also has something else that she would like to add to this review. So, here's Joan.
Yeah. During the last 2 weeks of integration and contemplation of those unbelievable teachings and energetics from our last session, I realized that maybe it would be helpful for me to tell you about some awarenesses that I had regarding this teaching. I realized that we were specifically led in all of the teachings that we have received along the way that definitely tie together. So if you haven't already discovered them, I would like to tell you what I see currently. Forgiveness of self is the key and gives us the codes to enter into fifth dimensional consciousness. By forgiving ourselves and others, we disengage from the distortion that we created in our thoughts and our emotions. When we were in the fourth dimension, we became aware we actually had a choice. We became aware of our thoughts and our feelings and how they create our reality, and we began to work with the rays of creation, especially the fourth, fifth, and sixth rays, to change the anomalies that we had created. We learned to create an energetic replacement geometry. In order for the geometry and the energetics to work, we had to let go of the old pattern and use the new pattern that we had created. We had to disengage from the old electrical and magnetic field that we had created and create a new, a more powerful electromagnetic field. We discovered when we were able to consistently use the replacement patterns and energetics that the pattern no longer existed in our creations, and then if it continually came up, and came to the forefront, we had to work with it again, and sometimes again and again. This took a long time for many of us. Then we discovered that there was a key to using that fourth, fifth, and sixth ray. The key was going to our sacred heart center and letting go of the attachment we had on the emotional feeling connected to it and the thoughts from which it emanated. We did not specifically call it forgiveness, but through love, compassion, and mercy, really, we eventually released the energetic hold that the anomaly had on us. Yeshua taught us in the Easter gathering that we had to have compassion. We had to have mercy for ourselves and for others who had injured us. This released us from the energetic bindings of the distortion that we created. He taught us that compassion, mercy, kindness can be replacement words for forgiveness, that we humans have a difficult time using. When I asked why, here was the answer. In a fourth dimension, we are hampered by our third dimensional ego that wants to save face, wants to blame somebody else, wants to blame something else, and wants to protect its dominant position in third dimension. There was also a belief that maybe we deserved what was happening to us because of our miscreations, our sins, if you will. It was through the Sacred Heart consciousness that we were able to forgive, love, have compassion for ourselves, and voila, the key of forgiveness opened the magic door to complete the energetic function of that fourth, fifth, and sixth ray of creation. And the distortions disappeared permanently. Amazing. I also understood that we as creators are responsible for our creations. and it is our responsibility to change, remove any distortions by creating in alignment with our divinity. There's no easy task when we are so limited by our third dimensional bodies and denser paradigms of third and fourth dimensions. I also saw that there is a direct correlation between using the specific keys and codes of forgiveness that relate to a full functioning of the eighth ray of creation, which was never really fully understood. It was not a magic wand. I knew there was some key that was missing that we could not fully understand at that time. We were given the awareness that in order to fully ascend into our original Christed spirit consciousness that we were created in, that we had to use the energetic power of the eighth ray of creation. When we did that, we could use the seventh ray of creation and go directly to the source. There was no more recycling. There's so much that we have been blessed with to receive in this life. Yes, for some it's been very difficult. As we are wayshowers, we had to work in the trenches, but the rewards are great. How many connecting pieces and parts do you see in these three immensely important teachings? This should make for a wonderful conversation and discussion in our community call at the end of May. I'm so excited about the current three teachings. I can only imagine what the rest of this year might bring. Let's not get distracted by outside events that trouble us. Let us stay focused and deliberate on our path. The rewards are great. And I know that we are all tired of the isolation and desire to interact with friends and family. But hang in there just for a little longer. The benefits are great as you go within and see the beauty that was created in your spirit in the beautiful light of Source that you are now seeing, that you couldn't see before. They're in your body. They're changing your body consciousness. The Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. They're in your light garment. So I guess that's it.
Thanks, Joe. That was just great. That was a lot of extra information with a lot of good keys. I think we all really appreciate it. So, but now, let's all get centered in our light bodies and in our sacred hearts and take a deep breath. Breathe in love and exhale light. Now, once more, breathe in love. Please welcome all our teachers of light.